It's Helping Hand, weekly feature every Friday as part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered. Then it appears online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and those among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, Leilani Farm Sanctuary of Maui, all-volunteer nonprofit that provides shelter to nearly 300 vulnerable creatures, rescued, sometimes previously abused animals. Sanctuary saves animals that are destined for slaughter or orphaned after hunters have killed their mothers or parents, and educates the community on the humane treatment of animals, including educational programs for school groups and special needs visitors, and tours for the general public. There's a new book by our guest detailing their story, Finding Paradise, Leilani Farm Sanctuary of Maui, and it is a pleasure to welcome the founder and president, Laura Lee Blanchard. Welcome to HPR, Laura Lee.
Aloha. Thank you for having me on the show this afternoon.
First, explain how and why you started the sanctuary.
I started the sanctuary after moving from California, working in the corporate world. I somehow learned about factory farming and cruel treatment of animals raised for food in these intensive confinement operations. So I went and visited a couple of farm sanctuaries, got to brush the cows and give the pigs belly rubs and cuddle the chickens. And it was such a transformational experience. These are all individuals with personalities. I decided to buy a farm and develop a farm sanctuary for rescued animals, and that was how it all began. The sanctuary is named after our first resident donkey, Leilani. We're located on the north shore of Maui in Haikou.
Now, how do you get your funding?
We offer farm tours, and most of the people who come and visit us are here on vacation. They find us most of the time on TripAdvisor. Oftentimes, people who come and visit the sanctuary really like what they see and become ongoing supporters. Some people might meet a particular animal who they bond with and decide to sponsor that animal. So that's how we sustain ourselves.
Their weekly tours, Wednesdays at 4, Saturdays at 10, $20 per person.
The first thing they see is a huge pasture in a fruit orchard. There may be donkeys and sheep and goats and a cow out there grazing, and then they walk down a path that's a botanical garden. Then they get to a picnic table, and they're greeted by our friendly cats. We have 37 rescued cats here, all spayed and neutered, of course. During the tour, the visitors get to go right in with the animals. The animals have run of the 8 acres. They get the chance to cuddle the chickens. We have a turkey who's really affectionate and loves to be picked up and cuddled. Turkeys, by nature, are very, very friendly. So our lovable turkey named Matthew, he really isn't unusual. When I've been to other sanctuaries, the turkeys there run right up and want to be hugged. And Matthew, he weighs nearly 30 pounds. He likes to be picked up and cradled like a big baby. He could sit there all day.
I got to come check him out.
Oh, he's wonderful. He is so sweet. And the goats all love to be brushed. We have rescued guinea pigs who love to be hand-fed carrots and apples. We walk through an area called Animal Alley, which serves as a thoroughfare for the animals to get from their barn where they sleep at night out to the pasture where they graze. There's a little bit of walking involved, and the terrain is gentle hills. The deer are friendly. We've got a big duck pond with a waterfall for our geese and ducks. And we also have African sulcata desert tortoises who free range around the 8 acres. They like to be brushed on their shells, so we give the visitors brushes. And the final stop on the tour is the rabbits, and usually originate as discarded Easter presents for kids. And the kids lose interest in the responsibility, so the parents take them to the animal shelter, and then the Humane Society calls us. So that's the experience for the visitors.
It's shameful that animals would be given as gifts for a certain holiday or something like that, and what happens to a living creature that's no longer wanted. It's very sobering.
Yes, indeed.
Quite frankly, as well as just the need for pets, right, with spaying, neutering.
We really advocate spay and neuter. All of our cats are spayed and neutered. We have a lot of groups of kids who are at risk, who come from homes where there's a lot of violence. Some of these kids are really, really traumatized, and they have a hard time trusting. But when they learn the stories of these animals and how these animals came from very difficult circumstances, but have learned to forgive and learn to accept love, it can be very healing for the visitors. We've heard from their caregivers that these kids keep talking about the animals for weeks afterwards. They remember their names, and so it's really therapeutic.
It's shaping the way they're going to treat animals going forward in the future, too, when they develop.
Oh, yes. So they don't repeat the cycle of violence.
Right.
By teaching these children that the animals are sensitive beings, that they can feel pain and that they can feel fear and that they can thrive with love.
And I know who we can give the credit to, and that would be these volunteers who come on like Monday and Wednesday, for example, at 9 o'clock, and then there's morning rounds one day a week for 3 hours.
Well, we have two types of volunteer programs. The morning rounds, one will commit to 3 hours one day a week, feeding the animals, collecting the manure, doing the waters. They get to go all around the farm and interact with everybody. But we also have people who come on a Monday or Wednesday mornings. Oftentimes it's gardening, spreading compost around the plants, pulling weeds, feeding the guinea pigs, or cleaning out the rabbit houses. There are lots of different projects to choose from.
How many volunteers do you have?
11 or 12 regular volunteers.
So there's room for lots of folks, as you just said.
Oh, yes.
The structures taken care of for the animals, or plumbing, or any kind of handyman work. If somebody's listening and they could do that, would you like to hear from them?
Handyman jobs are our most needed. Barns need to be repainted, and we're looking for someone who can operate a backhoe or who has a small trailer to move around some gravel. We need to install gutters on the barns.
Somebody like the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hawaii thought, well, this would be a good thing to introduce as a potential activity for Big Brother Big Sister pairs, do a little volunteer activity together.
Yes, that would be wonderful. We do programs like that.
And so the same would go for companies, a unifying experience for employees, or to take on a community service.
Oh, yes.
And sponsorship.
Anybody who sponsors an animal receives an adoption certificate with the photograph of their animal and a special card describing the animal and the animal's story. We have a place on our website where people can enroll to sponsor an animal, and there are different amounts for different animals, and their monthly contributions help us provide food, shelter, and veterinary care.
People can do that as individuals, or even a company can say, we're sponsoring these animals, and be a nice little display in their lobby or something like that.
Yes, and we love sending people beautiful adoption certificates.
Anything else that you need at all to help you and the animals?
A way to transport people who are not ambulatory around the farm. The terrain is not suitable for a wheelchair. So what we're trying to fund is the cost of a Polaris. It's kind of like a golf cart, but it's rugged with four-wheel drive, and it's small enough to go through the gates.
That's a huge way that a company, an organization, a person could sponsor the vehicle. You give them naming rights on the vehicle if they get you a vehicle?
Of course.
It's LeilaniFarmSanctuary.org, 808-298-8544, and they are on Maui. info@LeilaniFarmSanctuary.org, on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Yelp, Twitter, and TripAdvisor. Full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other previous Helping Hand guests and all their information and interviews at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. And last but certainly not least, people can learn more about you and also be supporting the project via your new book.
100% of the proceeds go directly to the sanctuary. Finding Paradise, Leilani Farm Sanctuary of Maui.
And it's by our guest, Laura Lee Blanchard, who is the founder and president, looking after hundreds of innocent creatures that I am sure are all so grateful to have you taking good care of them. And please hug as many of those animals for me and tell them lots of love and aloha.
Oh, I certainly will, Dave, and I hope that someday you can come and meet these animals in person.
I will do that.
Okay, we'd love to have you join us.